This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
What else do we want to talk about as far as our fun from the couch segment?
Well, I'm going to have to hit them with bullet points because we got limited time. But tonight's a unique experience to watch the movie 10 Cloverfield Lane with the director. So everybody will start it at the same time. And then you go to IGN.com and you get to kind of interact with them, see what they have to say, learn from them as it's happening. If you had a Florida vacation plan to Disney World, Universal, all those different places, you can go on our site and find out how to visit virtually Orlando, take rides on roller coasters, do all kinds of fun things, and see the sights and sounds. If you're a fan of the early hip-hop music, which we talked about in The Last Dance, Dr. Dre's
now,
landmark...
Define early.
Let's middle? Call it earlier. Middle.
Early is going back to New York City in 1970s.
Correct. No, we're going early 90s. Like The Last Dance, Dr. Dre's landmark album, The Chronic, now available to stream everywhere. It never had been before, so that's a big one for you.
You're not even going middle.
I'm going, I guess that's new-ish. Yeah, that's new-ish.
Yeah.
And then sports movies. If you can't get enough sports... I've got a list for you ranking some of the best sports movies and where you can take those in. That's a pretty good one. Brian added The Masterclass. We added a couple driving shows from Dave Wendt.
I will add, can I go back to the hip-hop for a minute?
Yeah.
You need to put Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix with that suggestion because that series is really, really good. And that does actually trace back
all the way to
the original. And then we'll get maybe Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg or somewhere mid-aged. They're not grandparents. They're like 50-something.
And I mentioned yesterday, but I'll mention it again, the Beastie Boys brand new documentary on Apple TV Plus by Spike Jonze. So you can get
it. Now, what is that?
It's just a story chronicling the Beastie Boys.
Oh, see, now you're going to make me subscribe to Apple.
You might have a free subscription because you bought an iPhone.
I have like the latest.
I need to
upgrade my phone.
Check it out.
Okay. I will check it out because I've been sort of tempted.
Wait a little bit. There's
I know because I feel like I'm really getting screwed by Disney Plus.
Well,
like, I mean, I've had all my excitement. Like once you've run through all the Avengers movies and all the Star Wars movies and you watched Mandalorian.
Season 3 is in development right now.
Season 3?
Yeah, that is correct.
Of what?
The Mandalorian.
Where was season 2?
It's coming.
Okay.
But they're already working on 3, so there's some security for you.
Yeah, but at $5.99 a month, all I'm saying is like the DC app, I feel like in between Titans and the canceled Swamp Thing and I don't know, Doom Patrol, it's like, okay, am I getting my bang for that? I really, and like Facebook, I will shed some of this.
Yep.
CBS All Access, I'm loving because I went back and I found 3 seasons of SWAT. That's like 60-some episodes of entertainment, right?
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.